We have several prayer requests, and this first one is for our Tennessee daughter, Natalie Towns, and she goes in today for a job interview at 1:30. It's in Nashville, and so if she would get this, she would need to move to Nashville because she lives at the lake about 65 miles south of there.
Okay.
But I told her we'd be praying with her. I've been praying with her since I first heard her talked to her the other night. Then we want to pray for the family of Juanita, better known as Sis Lawrence, who went to her heavenly home this week. And then another person that we've lost this week, we've lost, heaven's gained. We want to pray for the family of Dwayne Camphouse, who went to his final resting place this past weekend.
Okay, praise God. Well, let's do it. And I will not waver on this, but I always like to pray according to Matthew 18, verse 18, 19, and 20. And Jesus said, whatever you bind in earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, I say unto you, in connected with binding and loosing, if two or three of you shall agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be granted to them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Okay? So, Jesus is here. I mean, if I was just here, or Monica was just here, or Neva was just here, Jesus would be here. But man, we're talking the one put the fly to 1,000 and 2 10,000. We're talking it's manifold. And the prayer of agreement is the most powerful force on this planet. Because where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of it. So we're agreeing with the way this has been expressed as far as Neva's daughter, Natalie. And then we're going to pray for the situation where people have gone on to their heavenly home to be with the Lord. Okay? So thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for Natalie Towns. And we thank you, Father, that, you know, Neva, you were kind of expressing this to me, and God's given her favor. This is it. She's moving to Nashville. It's cheaper to move to Nashville than it is to commute. So anyway, she has favor in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father, for favor. We thank you, Father, for articulation on her part, articulation and the expression of what needs to be heard. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name, that you're filling her mouth with a mouth of wisdom. Mm. And that interviewer is going to be impressed with the interviewee and realizing she's the most qualified applicant for that job. And we thank you for that. Open doors, open doors, open doors in Jesus' name. And so we want to pray for both of these families of Juanita Sis Lawrence and the family of Dwayne Camphouse. And they went to be with the Lord. Now, the Bible says that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So God's not sorrowful. He's concerned about people's mourning. And, Jesus is touched with the feeling of all of our infirmities. Okay? But at the same time, man, they're dancing a jig in heaven. Mm-hmm. And these two saints, Sis and Dwayne, ain't no way they're coming back. You know, it'd be like, the best way I know to describe it, it would be like going from being homeless, walking into Disneyland, and they'd say, you get to live here the rest of your life. Okay? No way I'm leaving. All right? So we thank you, Father, for the families. We're praying for peace right now, for the peace of God that passes all understanding. And we thank you, Father, for peace in the memorial services, peace in all the funeral arrangements, peace in all the financial dealings now and the settlements to come in the future. I strike down selfishness in the name of Jesus. You have to go. You have to go in the Lawrence family. You have to go in the name of Jesus. Selfishness gone. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying what the Spirit of God is telling me. I break the power of that. Thank you, Father, for a spirit of giving and putting others ahead. And we thank you, Father, that everything will be done decently in order, and the right words will be said at the memorial service and the graveside services. The correct words that are from the Bible and are from God. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, we have a couple of our favorite people who have birthdays today. Mm. One is Ernie Argon.
Oh, he's cool. I need to see him a friend of mine.
And Linda Wascom is one of our faithful watchers. Oh, and it's okay.
You it's Brandon's say? Mom.
Brandon's mom is here. Brandon is here with Monica today, so it's his mom. So you want to join us to sing Happy Birthday?
I'll lead it. You ready?
Okay.
Because I'll be on key. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. God bless da, 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 da. Happy birthday to you and many more.
We love you, Ernie and Linda.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, Ernie's a cool brother. I've been meaning to send him a friend request.
We do want to mention our sponsors, Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City, is led by Apostle Casey Elliott. They have Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, and 6 o'clock again on Sunday evening. Then on Tuesday evening, they have a prayer meeting, and on Thursday evening, they have another church service. So if you don't have a church home, go check them out. They are here in Elk City. Also, Joshua's Crossing Ministries, right here in the Promise Center, 312 North Main Street, 321. I always get those numbers mixed up. I'm not good with
it. It's at the corner of First and Main.
Yes, it is.
Southwest Quadrant. Thank you.
That would be coming from a surveyor.
Yeah.
We just thank them so much for allowing us to be here and have this beautiful space to have the hour of power in every day. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, we're celebrating the love of all Ford SUVs, Broncos, Edges, and Expeditions, all in stock and as low as 0% for 60 months plus customer cash, and new units arriving daily. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Edge SEL stock number T16297, Expedition Limited stock number T60138, Bronco Sports stock number T16308, WAC through Ford Credit Financing, 0% APR for 60 months at $1,667 per month. Per $1,000 finance. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do. Let us pray.
Well, we're not ready for the outro yet. We're ready to hear some more of this great lesson that Lee's bringing us today. And I failed to mention that Barbara Dyson is our Facebook sponsor, and then we'll have Truth Broadcast after the Hour of Power is over today. Pastor Dwight's not here, but we will have his Truth Broadcast, which comes on KECO on Sunday mornings at 10:30, but most of us are in church, so we can't hear it. Or Lee is too far away in Tulsa, probably, to ever hear, and in church at the same time. What? No, not Tulsa.
Broken Arrow, same Broken difference. Arrow, yeah. No, I listen sometimes.
To KECO on Sunday morning?
Online, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Truth Broadcast?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pastor Dwight?
Yeah.
He's the best.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. He is.
So he's better than me. That's pretty good.
Okay. Good. Well, now that we got all that resolved.
Yeah. No, so. Let me just say something. You know, I'm thankful, and I know Neva really is thankful for all the people. By the way, do you have room for a new pastor to come minister here?
Sure.
Okay, I've got somebody in mind that I met Sunday, and I was going to invite him. Boy, he's a good teacher. Passes a church called The Door in Altus. And anyway, that's a cool story. I think I'm going to share that. I'm never going to finish my sermon anyway. So, but anyway, I'm going to invite him. I've been meaning to ask you that. I do want to mention Ernie and Liz Aragon. They're cool people. Mm-hmm. You know, they really are. And I met Liz through my profession, and she's a realtor. Okay. And although a lot of our work comes to realtors and surveyors don't exactly get along all the time because we don't agree on everything, you know. And so I approached her with the natural realtor, you know. And but I liked her when I started talking to her. That was, you know, Monica's aware of this scenario, okay. And so, and I liked her, and okay, that's pretty cool. So we became friends on Facebook. And then, so you know how you do it. You look on Facebook, you troll somebody's page, And I checked out her husband. I thought, whoa, check him out, you know, because he don't look saved. But you should, we're not supposed to judge a book by the cover. And this, I'm coming with a compliment here, okay? And so, we're not, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, we're not supposed to know anybody after the flesh anyway, you know? So anyway, I thought, so there's Ernie. Well, I've heard Ernie talk on here twice. He's cool.
Yes, he is.
He is just cool, and I like him. So, Ernie, I'm sending you a friend request. Don't deny me, brother. So let's move on. Last Sunday, in fact, this is going to be the third week in a row I've not been home. We're that busy. I've had to stay. I mean, my ox is in a ditch, you know. Remember what Jesus, the story about the disciples picking the corn, you know, on the Sabbath? And Jesus said, well, when you guys have an ox in a ditch, you pull it out on the Sabbath. You don't wait till Monday, you know. You know, it's just like if sometimes you have to work on the Sabbath on a Sunday, you know. So I worked last Sunday. Well, but what part of what the hindrance was, 2 days of snow makes me 4 days behind in the field. Because mm-hmm. in surveying, you got to see what's on the surface mm-hmm. because there may be close to the property line some feature like somebody's patio or something that's protruding over the property line. So anyway, so I did a lot of work in the office. And then, so Sunday I drove to Altus, Oklahoma, okay, to survey, do the boundary this on this RV park for this client from Texas. And I prayed in the spirit all the way down. Well, most of the way down. Then I was listening to on YouTube, I was listening to this preacher that I like. And then I was just driving through Altus, being quiet. And you know, when you're quiet is when you hear the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's when you hear God. And so I drove down Highway 6. You get to the intersection of Highway 6 right by the courthouse and turn east on Highway 62 to go to Lawton. And I had to go like 2 miles to get to this place that I was going to survey. And the next block in downtown, I see this church, and I see a bunch of cars, and it says, The Door. Okay, well, internally I rolled my eyes, because there's like a million churches named The Door now, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'll fast forward a tape. I ended up going there, and I was telling the pastor, I said, you know, I was skeptical, because there's a lot of doors and the ways and the windows, and we got them here in Tulsa, mm-hmm. in Elk City, you know. And I made a joke about the sheep shed, which is a cool name for a church. But anyway, so when I passed it, I saw it, and I internally rolled my eyes. The Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to go to church there this morning. Mm. And I said, no, I don't want to go to church there, because I know when I go in. This is what I said. I told this to the Lord. It's okay to dialogue with the Lord. And he doesn't even mind a little bit of arguing. Peter didn't. He didn't, you know. But, you know, it says in Isaiah, the first chapter, I think it says in verse 19, it says, come now. Let us reason together, mm-hmm. okay? It's okay to talk to God, you know? Mm-hmm. So I told him, I said, no, I don't want to go. Because I wasn't sure it was the Holy Spirit, but I was pretty sure it was. Yeah. You know, but what? Just in case. No, I'm not going. I got to work. Because I was thinking in my head, this is going to put me 2 hours behind. You know, and I promised this client I'd get it done today. I said, I'm driving to Altus on Sunday. I'm going to get this job done, you know? So anyway. So I drive down there, and I pull into the job site, and the Lord says, turn around and go to church. And I said, no, I don't want to go. And because in my head, and, you know, and nothing's hit from me. He knew what I was thinking, because I knew what I was. Here's what I was thinking, and I was not trusting the Lord in this. I was thinking I was going to go in and be a typical seeker-sensitive church. The pastor's wearing skinny jeans, you know, mm-hmm. and they're talking about being followers of Jesus and being missional and community and all that crap that's going on right now. It's just soulish and it's flesh, and there's very little power in it. It's having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And I said, no. And he said, just go. Okay. So I just turned around and went. Man, was that ever cool. Because I went in, and, of course, I was not dressed for church. I was dressed like I was in my sweats, because I was, you know, I wanted to be comfortable, and I hadn't shaved in a couple of days. So I looked like some homeless bum coming in off the street, you know, and I had this ball cap on and this Carhartt coat on. And so I cruised on in there. And so one of the elders, you know, you go in this door. It's an old office building. You go in this door and you come in through the fellowship hall. Then you go in through the lobby on the way to the signs that say the sanctuary. And so the usher hears me. He comes and greets me, and he's dressed in a coat and tie. Whoa. Boy, you don't see that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, coat and tie, cool. And he says, hey, glad to, big smile on his face, shook my hand, you know, good man handshake. Hey, glad to have you here. Welcome. Would you like to come in? Can I help you find a seat? Well, go in. There's 20 people there. I can find my own seat, but okay. So he directed me to a seat. And he kind of sat by me in another one. They kind of kept their eye on me the whole time. But I'm sitting there, and so I'm looking at the pastor, and he's got a coat and tie on. And most everybody in there is dressed pretty nice. There's a few Walmart people in there, but, you know, everybody's dressed pretty nice. You know, I think, wow, cool. I really look like a wino and a bum now, you know. So, but there I am. I did have my Bible in my hand. So I sit down, and I'm listening to the pastor, and immediately I'm impressed. The first thing that impressed me was not only his knowledge of the word, but I knew that he was prepared. He had notes and he had an outline. I thought, wow, this is cool. I need to take notes. So I don't have any paper or anything, so I grabbed three of the offering cards or the visitor's cards. You know, what they want you to, okay. So I start writing on them, and I filled them up quick. Finally, I turned around to the usher who's staring at me. I said, can you get me a piece of paper? He said, sure. So he goes to the office and brings me back a piece of copier paper. And so I filled out the whole front page. I'm taking notes. But by that time, they're starting to relax. They're realizing, okay, he's taking notes. He's got a Bible. He's okay. While I was sitting there, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to talk to this pastor, and I want you to confirm his ministry. Are you sure about that, Lord? Yeah, that's what I want you to do. And this is what I want you to tell him. Okay. So now all things would be done decently in order, so I'm not going to stand up and interrupt his sermon. And if there's an opportunity, you know, and he might, like when I go to Grace Temple, you know, Pastor Lindell, he always asks me, says, Brother Lee, you got anything? But, so I get up and I say something. But so I sat there and I just waited, you know, and I took my notes and listened to it. And it was really good. And so then they gave the altar call. And so one of the ushers leans over to me, says, Brother, are you right with the Lord?
That was nice, and that was bold.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. You know, but, you know, he was just going by what he saw, you know, and mm-hmm. I mean, because it's like, gosh, somebody's walked in off the street. Revival, here we go, yay. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, it's here. You know, so a bum has showed up, a wino, a drug addict, a crackhead, a meth head. You know, well, they're here, and it's happening, you know. And I said, yeah, I'm fine. You know, he said, well, we're here to help you. And I said, I'm here to help you. Mm-hmm. That's what I told him. Well, he backed off. He looked at me, you know, and so it all ended good, okay? So anyway, so the service ended, and he gave the altar call, and, you know, and it's a Pentecostal church, like Assembly of God, you know. So they part of their tradition is everybody goes down, and they go to the altar and pray. I just sat there. I just prayed in the spirit in my seat, you know. And so that was when the guy came, put his arm around me and asked, because I was leaning down like this, you know, I was quietly praying. And that's when he asked me if I was right with the Lord. Yeah, I'm okay. So that's when I told him, no, I'm here to help you. So service ended, and the pastor went out to greet the people as they came out. And so one of the ushers, he thanked me for coming. And I said, thank you. I said, I need to talk to the pastor for just a minute. He said, okay. So I stood behind Sister So-and-so. There's always a Sister So-and-so who has to talk to the pastor. And anyway, it's in every church. Sister So-and-so, you okay? You want some good coffee? Okay. All right. So I waited my time, and finally he made eye contact with me and shook my hand. I said, Pastor, the Lord wants me to prophesy to you. You better know you're hearing from God when you do stuff like this. I don't even know. He don't know me. So he stepped back and leaned against the wall. He said, well, I'm going to do what the Bible says. I'm going to test the spirits whether they be of God. I said, absolutely. Let's do it. And so then I prophesied to him, and I told him what the Lord told me, that what the story is, the background on him, and I learned some of it in his sermon, but what the Lord wanted to confirm and encourage him with, he's a second-generation preacher. His dad pastors what he called it in his sermon, a thriving church in Amarillo. And then 10 years ago, the Lord told them to move to Altus and start a church. He'd never even been to Altus, okay? And so they opened, they're renting this building. It's an old office, you know, old-time office building downtown Altus. They've refurbished it, made a sanctuary and whatever out of it. And so what the Lord told me to tell, and this is what I wrote down, is that the Lord sent you here, and he wants me to confirm your ministry, that you're in the right place at the right time and that you're supposed to be here. And this door of utterance that you had, that's what he named his church, is a door of favor that God has given you. And you're supposed to be here. And we're on the verge of a great awakening that's going to happen. And you're part of it, what's going to happen in Altus. Your days of scarcity and sparseness in this church are almost over. You're going to, and this is what I told him. And I said, you're going to, and I quoted the Bible to him out of Isaiah. I said, you're going to have to enlarge your tent and strengthen your stakes. Meaning, you need a bigger place. Like they said in Jaws, we need a bigger boat. Okay? Now, I didn't tell him that quote, but and his eyes filled up with tears. He said, wow, thank you. He said, the Lord has been dealing with me about finding something bigger. But I didn't want to do it. And I was just going out to just do some surveying, you know. But my point with all that is it's great being a Christian. Mm-hmm. Things like that happen all the time with me. You know, I'm like in the self-checkout line at Walmart, and the Lord will tell me to talk to somebody. It's the very thing they need to hear. Anyway, not to toot my horn, but the reason I took the liberty to do that is I was recording this and my phone died, it's got not enough memory. But anyway, but I did want to share that. But Pastor Dwight, and I was going to talk about Rick Spain too, what a testimony he is. But you're really blessed to have some really interesting people here. And we don't all believe the same. Mm-hmm. Not all are what Pentecostals like I am, or charismatics. You know, I'd call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but there's some good teachers on here, and I enjoy listening to some of them. So I'm like, whatever. But anyway, so, but I was surveying in Weatherford 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks ago, and it was a 5-acre tract. And the guy on the north side of it came across the street and asked me what I was doing. Everybody asked me, "What?" It's obvious I'm surveying, but I never say that. What do you think I'm doing? But anyway, so I explained to him, and we're talking, and I look over at his house and I see he's got this Christian paraphernalia on it. You know, it says, that he's a believer. So I said, so are you born again? He said, yes, I am. That I knew he was saved, And, if they're not, I've been baptized, and I'm a member at the First Baptist Church of Elk City and blah, blah, blah. And I went to Sunday school. Well, you're not. Okay. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. I said, well, where do you go to church? And he named that church, and I think it's where Rick goes, okay? So we're talking, and just out of the blue, I said, you know Rick Spain? He said, yeah, he's one of my best friends. This guy's name is Ralph Murray. He's a plumber, He says, yeah, we go fishing. He said, you got to watch Rick Spain when you play spades with him. But anyway, his eyes filled up with tears when I mentioned Rick Spain to him. He said, yeah. He said, Rick's a tremendous influence in my life. That's just Rick Spain who talks on here. Mm-hmm. He does his commercial. He sponsors the program. Your life affects people, and a lot of times you don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. You don't even realize it, And just out of the blue, I don't know if he knows Rick Spain. But it was the Holy Spirit. Do you know Rick Spain? Mm-hmm. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. He's one of my best friends. What an encounter that was. And for that man to be blessed by that, to be encouraged and go in. He walked in and going to tell his wife about this guy he met. This surveyor is saved. He was so blessed and thrilled by that. Just that it had made an impact in his life. In fact, what his parting words to me were? He said, brother, I got to come hear you teach somewhere. That's what he said to me. Well, tell your pastor. And I'll be glad to come. But my point is, with all that is it's really great to be a Christian.
Amen.
And live a life like this, and you encounter people, and you meet people like Ernie and Liz Aragon, Dwight Shepherd and Kevin Akins, Mm-hmm. I love Kevin. He's cool. And Casey Elliott and Melanie Randall and Ezra Randall and just Christians, and you run into them and you just end up spending time with them for an hour and just loving them and Neva, I know Neva. I'll leave with this: my first conversation with Neva, it was a memorable one. She's in what is now Fred's, but it's Western Sizzling, 2:00 p.m. And she's eating her lunch. Uh-huh. And she's got her I think your daytime router, her planner, and her Bible, you know, and she's being Neva, getting things done. Even when she's not doing something, she's still getting it done, you know.
So, plate spinner I am.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, you'd have to watch Ed Sullivan to be able to appreciate that. But there she is. And I recognize her. That's Neva, you know. So I said, so I went over and started chatting with her and just reminded her that you need to have me preach more, not just this one. I'd done one time, you know. And so that ended up the connection that I have with Neva, you know, and we're still friends, and I love you, Neva.
Thank you, and I love you,
too. I really do. I mean, and, you know, and I think about you all the time and pray for you, and then sometimes I see you around town. There's Neva. She's going, doing something. But, you know, and this rose up in me about the other day about you, Neva. When people think of Neva, they say, if I want something done, I'm going to ask Neva. And I was just driving over here in town the other day, and you just cropped up, Neva. When people want it done, they ask Neva. You have a great reputation.
Thank you. To God be the glory for that, that's for sure. Because anything I am, it's due to Him.
Well, God, you are flowing in the anointing and the gifting that God birthed you with. People call it pushy. People call it annoying. But it's the Holy Spirit. It's you. And it's Jesus in a Neva Pyatt suit. And He's anointed you to do what you do. And you've got a lot of years left.
I hope so.
You do.
Well, I hope I have as many years left as God would have me to have, you know?
Well, here's what the Bible says. He's going to satisfy you with long life and His salvation. You stay till you're not satisfied anymore. Anyway, I'm done. Praise God.
Well, I want to say one thing about... not judging people. We were in Oklahoma City the other day at having lunch, and in this restaurant was this couple of guys that came in and sat down. One was a younger guy, and he was kind of burly looking, and the other one was an older guy, and they both had on ball caps. Yeah. They had their plates filled up. It was a buffet at Golden Corral, and the younger, big, burly, tattooed guy said, let's go ahead and bless the food. Took his cap off. They both took their caps off and blessed that food. And then in a minute, their wives came and sat down with them. And so I told him, I said, I want you to know it really blessed me to see you bless your food.
Yeah.
And he kind of was surprised.
Yeah.
And the older man said, I said, because it just says so much about people, you know, when you do that in public.
Yeah.
And the older man said, well, how would you get the word out if you don't show that or share that? And I'm like, you're right. Mm. But a lot of people don't. Mm. They put their light under a barrel.
Yeah.
But you prayed right here in this restaurant with 40 people in this end around you.
Yeah.
And I said, I was just so impressed and grateful that you that you prayed over your food in front of people. I mean, we had done the same thing earlier, but not many people do in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Let me just add to that. Not trying to one-up you, but 1979, I was teaching this Bible study in Killeen, Texas. And I invited this other minister named Robert Ewing from Waco. And he'd flown in from Russia to Killeen. He'd just been to Russia. He's a great guy. Anyway, so I picked him up. He said, I'm hungry. He's going to teach the Bible study. He said, can we go eat? And I said, what do you want? He said, well, I haven't had fried chicken in a while, so we went to Grandy's. Okay. So we went to Grandy's. And we're sitting there in Granny's, and it's like half full, okay? And I said, Robert, why don't you bless the food? And he went, praise God! Hallelujah! Glory to God! And so I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this is where I grew up. Can you tone it down a little bit? You know? But that lasted like all of 2 seconds, so I just, whatever. You know. And there, just right there, never said God bless the food, you know, but he blessed the food because he praised God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, Neva. Good preaching. All right. We're done.
I just want to say, Miss Neva, you are one of my top favorite flavors of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you, Monica. I appreciate it so much. I am so blessed to have the people with me and around me, for sure. God has blessed me with favor for that.
Amen.
You've been tuned into the Hour of Power today. I'm Neva. Monica's over there. She's been running the iPad. And from Lee, all of us, have a blessed weekend. We will see you back in here on Monday. Do stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast. We'll have that after we have an ad or two in here, maybe a little bit of music. We will have that on. So thank you for tuning in, and blessings.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it.